Internal GOP polls show battlefield expanding for Republicans in midterms. By Jacob Bliss on August 9, 2022. Recent internal GOP polls show the battlefield for Republicans to regain the majority in the House of Representatives is expanding to more districts. The polls, first reported by Politico, showed that Republicans would see competitive races in districts they believe have a possible chance of flipping in Oregon, Colorado, and California, which Joe Biden carried in the last presidential election by between 11 and 15 points. Politico noted that tightening polls suggest some of the dark blue seats could be in play in November, especially after the 2021 elections in New Jersey and Virginia, where Republicans took home a lot of victories. The poll for Oregon's new 6th congressional district, created from the 2020 redistricting process and a district Biden would have won by nearly 14 points, has the Republican in the lead. Republican Mike Erickson leads Democrat State Representative Andrea Salinas by 7 points, 47% to 40% and 13% undecided. In the same district, Biden's approval was underwater by 20 points, and the Republican also led the generic congressional ballot by 7 points. The poll surveyed 400 likely voters from July 26 to 28 with a margin of error of 4.9%. The poll was paid for by Erickson's campaign and the National Republican Campaign Committee, NRCC. Oregon's 4th congressional district, which Democrat Rep. Peter DeFazio currently holds but is retiring from at the end of this term, found the Republican candidate slightly losing but on the cusp of the 5% margin of error. Democrat Val Hoyle leads Republican Alex Skarlatos by only 5 points, 46% to 41%, with 13% undecided. A former National Guardsman, Skarlatos is making another attempt at the congressional seat Biden won by 13 points in 2020. However, the poll showed that Biden is underwater there by 16 points. The poll surveyed 400 likely voters from July 25 to 28 with a 5% margin of error. Skarlatos' campaign and the NRCC paid for the poll. Colorado's 7th congressional district poll, which Democrat Representative Ed Perlmutter currently holds but is retiring from at the end of this term, found the Republican candidate losing by only 2 points. Republican Eric Odlin trails Democrat Brittany Peterson in the internal poll by 2 points, 44% to 42%, with no undecided percent given. Biden won by 15 points in 2020. The poll was taken in mid-July and paid for by the Congressional Leadership Fund, which is the House Republicans' main super PAC, California's 13th congressional district, which is an open seat after the redistricting process pushed Democrat Representative Josh Harder to run in a safer district, found that the Democrat still slightly leads in the poll. Democrat Adam Gray leads Republican John Duarte by 4 points, 47% to 43% with no undecided percent given. Biden won there by 15 points in 2020. However, the poll showed that Biden is underwater by 9 points. It was taken among live callers August 3 to 7 with a margin of error of 4.9%. The poll was paid for by Duarte's campaign and the NRCC. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.